Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Butchman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 10th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide, and absolutely we're convinced. The checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Saturday, we were not live. Sometimes we've just got to take a break. But hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. And let's see. We flipped around a couple of things last week. Thursday, we had on Chris Carlson for 2 hours, an incredible breakdown of what happened January the 6th. Revolver Talk News doing a phenomenal job of that, and we broke down that for 2 hours in a special broadcast. Brian Rush was gracious enough to swap days with us, and so on Friday, we had Brian Rush, RushCoinAndGift.com. Over the past 50 years, Rush Coin and Gift has been doing a great job helping people understand precious metals. And we had the Honest Money Report. We talked about gold and silver, where the economy's looking. We talked about the presidential election in Arizona's Maricopa County, the largest county in the battleground state. They claim that it was secure and not rigged. The bottom line is they had a 93-page report come out on this. The more they tell the tale, the more I don't trust them, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, there's never any problem with election fraud, never any problem with anything except for, hey, why don't we vote locally with ballots then, paper ballots in precincts? Why have they skipped all that? Why are we into mail-in balloting and everything else where nobody can see what happens? Nobody can have custody of the ballots. Nobody can have control. It's all computerized, and nobody can really double down and find out the truth. Somehow this third party researched it for months, came back with their tail between their legs, dismissed everything, and now we're supposed to trust it. I trust it even less than before they started the quote so-called third party edit. What a shame that is. I believe there was election fraud big time. We also talked about Bitcoin and Ethereum, both digital currencies or cryptocurrencies, if you will. They're all losing value amid investor uncertainty. That's the motley fool with that piece. Amen to the uncertainty to the, quote, digital currencies. They're nothing but fiat currencies as well, folks. What happened to cryptocurrency, Bitcoin prices, etc.? Top Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies tumbling. Fell heavily last Wednesday, they say, as a broad NASDAQ sell-off continued to run through its second straight day and then on to a third. Why? Because the Federal Reserve might raise interest rates and shut off the spigot to the economy. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. I thought that these digital currencies, these cryptocurrencies, were supposed to, you know, be outside of the Federal Reserve purview. But when the Federal Reserve pours gasoline on the bonfire, and then they say they're going to shut off the spigots of easy money for the economy and raise interest rates, etc., they say as many as 8 separate times over the next 3 years. That's frightening investors away from what they call riskier assets such as cryptocurrencies. Why? Anyway, there you have it. We also talked about what to know about Florona. They say people are getting the cocoa, the coronavirus, and the flu at the same time now. They're calling it Florona. Illness just everywhere. No answers in sight. The more the vaccination, it seems like, the greater the infection. But, of course, I bring that up and people say you're a conspiracy theorist. Nevertheless, why are the states with the greatest vaccinations just having cases go through the roof? But then they double down and tell you that it's safe and effective. They lie as the vaccines continue to be nothing more than experimental. We also then, our second hour, were with Dr. Scott Bradley. To preserve the nation, his website, freedomsrisingsun.com. We talked about Brighteon Radio today. Yeah, they launched their free speech audio streaming radio network, BrighteonRadio.com. They call it Audio Streaming for Humanity. Amen to that. Welcome. We're grateful to have them as part of our radio listening audience as well. BrighteonRadio.com. As you know, we do a TV show with Brighteon on Tuesdays called The Sheriff Mac Show, second hour of Liberty Roundtable Live simulcast. But now they're taking the second hour of our radio program Monday through Friday. We'd like to thank Bob Denny and all the crew over there doing a phenomenal job. Mike Adams, and all of them, thank you so much. By the way, if you go to BrighteonRadio.com, you can see the schedule, the incredible lineup of talk hosts and a whole lot more. Spread the word, tell the tale, because they're just getting started, taking on the mainstream press like never before. And good for them for doing it. We're grateful they're friends and partners in spreading the tale of liberty. What an incredible opportunity BrighteonRadio.com is. Spread the word, and we welcome them as they kick off today. We mentioned it last week a little bit, too, because they got their talented engineers and they got everything up early. So we were able to announce it early. But the real kickoff date is today, right now. Congratulations to them and thank you to everyone. Get a hold of the Brighteon Radio team and thank them for us. Well, you just say, hey, man, thanks for carrying Liberty Roundtable live. Thank you for all you do. And, you know, they could use it. All right. We also talked about Dr. Malone and Dr. Anthony Fauci. They ought to have a live town hall meeting, ladies and gentlemen. They should put all the facts on the table and let the American people ask questions. But Fauci would never in a million years have a debate with Dr. Joseph Mercola and never talk to Dr. Malone either. Even Ben Carson could jump into the debate against Fauci. But you know what? Ask yourself, why wouldn't they have an open debate? Why wouldn't Fauci debate Malone? Why wouldn't Fauci debate Joseph Mercola? Why wouldn't Fauci debate Ben Carson or some of these experts who are standing up? Because Fauci doesn't have a leg to stand on, and he knows it. Book to Preserve the Nation by Dr. Scott Bradley, dedicated to restoring the founding principles of the United States Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. Great book, To Preserve the Nation, available at freedomrisingsun.com. To Preserve the Nation, ladies and gentlemen, just so we're clear on this, is a call to action. Yep, the statesmen, ladies and gentlemen, like you and I, of the caliber of the American founding fathers, must be raised up. The timeless wisdom that established the United States must, again, be vigorously applied. The foundational principles must be learned, understood, and embraced. The results will be as they were in the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. America may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. It is the intention of this lecture series, Preserve the Nation, to begin that restoration. That's Dr. Scott Bradley doing a phenomenal job. We also talked about To Preserve the Nation. We talked about chapter/lecture 11 of Education and Freedom. Great news, ladies and gentlemen. Teachers Union keeps thousands of students home from government schools as they close the schools and have a battle. We're just saying, hey, the less government indoctrination, right? Jimmy Carter warns that America and its, quote, democracy is at risk as the nation teeters on a brink of widening abyss. The 39th president says that partisanship threatens the collapse the security of our society, our democracy, with breathtaking speed. USA Today. A dagger at the throat of democracy, says Joe Biden. American democracy is at stake. Democracy was attacked, simply attacked. The will of the people was under assault. Our Constitution faced the gravest of threats. They're all talking about January the 6th. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just ask you a simple question. How can our democracy be threatened if we don't have a democracy? That's right. We don't even have a democratic republic, ladies and gentlemen. We have a constitutional republic. We don't have a democracy. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. How can we have a democracy in peril or a threat to our democracy if we don't even have one?
Yeah, can't do it, Sam. It doesn't make sense.
Some say that it's nothing but semantics. I submit to you that, no, it's critical. It's a whole fundamental understanding of the proper role of government at stake when we lie and suggest that we're a democracy. Mm-hmm. Now, I personally would go so far as to say if a president literally runs around saying we have a democracy after he swore an oath to a constitutional republic, he ought to be arrested and thrown out of office, impeached over that. Now, some would say that's a little too harsh, but what I'm saying is you cannot peddle. If he thinks we have a democracy, he's sworn out to something he doesn't even understand. How can he ever uphold it?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sam. It makes no sense to me.
All right, there you have it. We're trying to just secure the vote, ladies and gentlemen, so that our constitutional republic can continue. SecureVoteUtah.org, and Lowell has an incredible report update per some events this weekend. Right, Lowell?
We sure did, Sam. We kicked off our petition drive this weekend. You know, I don't know that everybody knows the history on this, but 6 or 8 months ago, Lou Moore invited me to lunch, and among other things, we discussed election integrity or the lack thereof and what ought to be done to restore it. So we decided upon this initiative because we did not believe that the Utah legislature would be inclined to change the way elections in the state are handled after having mandated this vote by mail just a year or two earlier. So here in Utah, the people of the state can put a proposed law on the ballot if 8% of registered voters in 26 to 29 counties affix their signatures on a petition that accompanies a copy of the proposed law. And so Lou and several others drafted this proposed law over the summer and autumn months, which was a huge task. Their work product...
Hang tight. We'll work on it more in seconds with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on your radio.
The runner on third takes a short lead. Elwood glances over. Now back to the plate. He sets the pitch. It's swung on. Strike three. They've won it. They have won it. World champions. Jim, what's it like down on the field?
John, it's a madhouse down here. I'm trying to get to Bob Elwood, the winning pitcher. Bob, how does it feel? Winning the seventh game on a strikeout.
Yeah, I thought he'd be looking for a slider, so I came on with my fastball.
World champions! Is this the greatest moment of your life?
Absolutely not. Jim, the best moments for me are breakfast with the kids, long walks with my wife, just holding her hand, you know?
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Jim, when was the last time you held your wife's hand?
Well, it's been a while.
I tell you, you need to step up to the plate, Jim.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
CampaignForLiberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org, the Utah State Director with me, Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty. Secure the Vote Act, Utah. It's the act of 2022. We hope you get one in your state as well. It's a petition, a progress report, an effort to put on the ballot a way to return to honest balloting. We're talking about precincts, paper ballots, your neighbors, accountability, SecureVoteUtah.org. That's where you can learn about what we're doing in Utah. Lowell, you were continuing with your report, sir.
Yes, thank you, Sam. Essentially, we are proposing the use of a paper ballot cast on election day in person and counted by your neighbors, volunteers in your precinct, and reported to the county clerk or the city recorder, as the case may be, just as it was done 50 years ago right here in Utah. I've been, you know, a voter in that system. I've been a poll watcher in that system. I know that system works. It's kind of like Amish. I love the catchphrase, Sam, and I hope we have people here listening who are familiar with the Amish way of voting, because they use all paper, no computers. That's basically what we want to do. We want to vote Amish. Go Amish. No computers and all paper. Now, of course, we provide for absentee ballots for anyone who cannot cast his vote in person, but we eliminate computers, we eliminate the electronic counting machines, we eliminate mass voting by mail, we eliminate the centralization of the voting and counting processes, we make it so the common citizen can watch the ballots being counted, again, the way it used to be. And with that, Sam, the most important aspect of that is that our confidence in the veracity of an election skyrockets. It goes way up, because no longer are there allegations of fraud. No longer there are allegations of hacking. No longer are we in doubt as to the honesty, the transparency of an election, because we actually see the process in each precinct of our state one by one. There's over 2,000 precincts in our state of Utah, and it's 1,200 or fewer registered voters in a precinct, and so that's limited. And every precinct conducts its own election, essentially. Even absentee ballots are transported.
And if you have 1,200 on average or less voters in a precinct, ladies and gentlemen, you could have six vote counters. Each vote counter, all they would have is 200 votes to count approximately. Okay? And you could have vote watchers from both sides of the aisle. You could have some kind of official, law enforcement, peace officer official, and notaries that could confirm and document, validate, notarize the vote from every precinct. This would be very easy to do, and you wouldn't be waiting days for nebulous vote counting. You wouldn't be debating about all these computer mishaps or confusions, or you wouldn't have this lack of transparency that is creating so many problems. Not is it lack of transparency that loses our trust, but it's this, well, we don't know for a couple of days what the real answers are, kind of stuff. You would know, because you'd say, hey, there's six guys counting. Each person has 200 votes to count about. I mean, you'd literally get that done in an hour and a half or something like that, lol. You could even count it twice and maybe be done in 2 hours or something. This isn't that difficult. It's because we've gone away from what works that we really have the problem. Lol?
That's right. And it used to be just telephoned in to the county clerk, the results. Every precinct, the election judge in each precinct would that very evening, you know, the polls closed at 8 p.m., they would count the ballots, and by 9 or 9:30, they would phone the county clerk with the results and also tell all their neighbors what the results were. And so by the 10 o'clock news, most county clerks had all the results, and they had reported that to the news. And so you heard the results on the 10 o'clock news, and it was over. You know, I mean, very prompt. And I've watched this happen. It's actually not one person of the six. You know, if you had six election judges, one person counting 200 votes. But what happens is that, you know, out of those 1,250 registered voters in a precinct, roughly half of them will vote. And so you got 600 votes to count, and you have three people counting the votes. You got one person handling the ballots, and you have two tallyers who actually watch. And they are recording a tally mark beside the name of a candidate who gets the vote. And so the person handling the ballot mentions his name, the tallyer makes a mark, and when the tally reaches a multiple of five, meaning like Joe Schmo reaches 25 votes, then one tallyer will say, Joe Schmo has received 25 votes. And the other tallyer will either agree or disagree. And of course, 99% of the time, the other tallyer will agree, because they've been making their marks very accurately and very slowly, actually, reliably. And so the tallyers can watch the person handling the ballots, and so they can verify that the person handling the ballot actually says the correct name of the person receiving the vote. And then the two tallyers cross-check each other because each one is keeping an independent tally of the votes being recorded. So this is so reliable, this system of counting the ballots, that confidence in the election results goes up. And Sam, the other point that many detractors of paper ballots say, well, you're disenfranchising people, you're trying to suppress the vote. Well, that's simply not true, Sam. Data studies show that when confidence in the election process increases, then voter turnout increases. In other words, if I didn't think my vote counted, if I didn't have any confidence in the election process, I am not going to vote. That's what happens, Sam, in reality. But when you have a strict, tight process, one that enables all people to participate who choose to and who want to, and they know that the process is secure, then voter turnout actually increases. That's an important point to make, Sam.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, it fosters transparency. Transparency fosters trust. Trust and reliability, imbibes confidence. Confidence and comfortability. People don't feel disenfranchised. People do agree with the process. They say, you know what? My candidate lost fair and square. I saw it with my own eyes. And so there's a lot of ways to really go back to the truth and to solve this problem. What I find fascinating is every time we want to return to paper ballots, every time we want to go to the precinct, we get incredible opposition, and you really got to ask the question of why that is, Lowell.
Yeah, that's true. The fiscal note attached to this initiative was way out of whack, in my opinion. They're saying, oh, it's going to cost millions of dollars to go back to a paper ballot, Sam. When you got neighbors volunteering to count, volunteering to administer the election, it's going to cost millions, Sam.
Oh, how can it cost millions? How can it cost millions compared to sending a ballot through the mail to every voter, whether they use it or not, going ahead and sending that ballot after it's filled out by who knows whom back? So now we got two mail transitions, one each direction. And at least according to me, it costs 50 cents plus to mail something, right? Even
exactly
if you get a government
right.
discount or what else, you know, when you do that times every single voter, let's just say it's a dollar. Let's say it's 50 cents and you got to send it to 1200 voters because you don't know who's going to vote or not. You know, you're talking about big money just for that mail. That doesn't count the computers that you got to buy that are incredibly expensive from these, quote, goons that develop the software. That's expensive as all get out, fixing the machines, etc., paying people to maintain the machines and. You can't tell me that it's going to increase costs. They're absolutely lying on that point as well.
That's right, Sam. And we asked for the rationale, you know, for the basis, the bases for their estimates, for their cost estimates. They would not give them to us. We asked for them. They would not give them to us, saying that was classified or sensitive information. I just
well, then
classified.
Sue them. No, you we know, need to sue them, though. Every single precinct needs to sue them. 2,000 precinct lawsuits need to sue them and say, you need to prove what you're saying. You're making dishonest assertions because there's no way, it's impossible that it costs more money.
Yep, yep. Well, I think we have a grammar request in the works there. That's the equivalent of the, what do we call it, on the national scale where you can, you know, order a
record. On the local
record.
Scale, it's a grammar request. On the national scale, it's a, what's it called? A FOIA request.
A FOIA, that's right, FOIA. But here in the state of Utah, it's called GRAMA, so request, and so that's what we're doing. We'll see what happens with that, Sam, but that would be pretty awesome if 2,000 precincts sued the state over this.
But well, all I'm saying is the idea that they won't tell us, though, this is what I'm talking about, the resistance, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if they're right and we're wrong, let's just transparently demonstrate the reality to the American people so they can see. Okay, why this secrecy? Why this cloak of immunity or pretending that they have, classified or high-level information? Come on now. We've got to have transparency, ladies and gentlemen, and their resistance and dishonesty about this is the problem. Why resist? Why do you say it costs this much, but we can't even tell you why? Something's rotten in Denmark. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. SecureVoteUtah.org.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania last month, called the committee illegitimate. Actor and comedian Bob Saget died Sunday. He was 65 years old. It's being reported Saget passed away in his hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida. Hotel security found Saget in his room. Cause of death is still yet to be determined. At least 19 people were killed, including 9 children, when the city's deadliest fire in more than 30 years burned through a Bronx, New York apartment high-rise Sunday morning. The 5-alarm blaze was blamed on a malfunctioning space heater. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
This fire began in an apartment that spans 2 floors on the 2nd and 3rd floor of the building.
USA Radio News.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The New York Post is reporting House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi has raked in tens of millions of dollars with her knowledge of the stock market. So it's no surprise that she is also blocking bipartisan efforts to prevent members of Congress from engaging in such activity. Lawmakers inherently have insider information. Pelosi is not breaking any laws, though. In 2012, Congress themselves enacted the Stock Act, letting members of the House and Senate buy and sell stocks using privileged information as long as they reveal their trades within 45 days of buying them. The world's number one tennis player, Novak Djokovic, won his visa appeal against the Australian government on Monday. Australian federal court quashed the government's decision to cancel the Serbian tennis star's visa on Monday, ending his detention and appearing to clear a path for him to play in the Australian Open. The 34-year-old was fighting deportation and the cancellation of his visa over the country's very strict COVID-19 rules. New reports coming out of Australia, he has been rearrested. USA Radio News.
I can't help but look around and feel like things are getting out of hand. We've been told to trust the science, but the science just doesn't make sense. They say it isn't mandatory, but they also say your jab or your drop. But if it doesn't stop the spread, it makes it feel like this is just a facade. What about the healthcare workers? What about the frontline nurses? How quickly we forget that they were working 18 hours a day. What about informed consent? What about due diligence? It seems the country that I used to call home is surely slipping away. I can't help but look around and feel like minds are slowly starting to change. Cause even if you're triple vaccinated, know that segregation isn't the way. Freedom is a choice and it's available to all if we choose. But first things first, you gotta turn off the news. Yo, what about the healthcare workers? What about the frontline nurses? How quickly we forget that they were working 18 hours a day. What about informed consent? What about due diligence? It seems the country that I used to call home is surely slipping away. If you're late to the party, there's plenty room at the table. This side don't discriminate. I'm calling on every single man, woman, child if they're able. It's time to take the streets and liberate. But please don't be a part of the problem, staying willfully ignorant, cause there's just way too much at stake. Yo, it's okay to change your mind, you can admit you were wrong, cause where there's perfect love, there ain't no shame. Heavenly Father, show me what I don't understand yet. I got my marching orders, I don't fully know the plan yet. Hold on to my Bible before bed, no, it ain't banned yet. Did you know the makers of the vaccine make the Xanax? I would never lean on corporations for morality, cause they put their profits over people for their salaries. I know they wanna make you bend the knee for your normality. I know you feeling all alone, but in reality, there's way more of us than them.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, there's way more of us.
There's way more of us than them.
Than them, ladies and gentlemen. There's way more of us than them. Turn off the news. That's the incredible rap song, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really proud of that. I think that was well done. Really highlighting our agency, our choice, our responsibility to research, to understand, not to force. Just incredible, incredible lyrics there, highlighting what's going on. Guy's name is Matt Brevner. He's a Canadian rapper, and the song is called More of Us. Anyway, I commend him for that. I want to encourage all of you to securevoteutah.org. We got a lot of things we can do for the sacred cause of liberty. Securevoteutah.org. Check that out. Get involved. Make a difference. But Omicron, now there's a new term. You heard of birthers and truthers and how they mock us. Now we're calling them the lockdowners, lol.
The lockdowners are on the rampage.
Yeah, man, so got them lockdowners running around.
Well, you know, Ron Paul writes an excellent column every single week, and I just can't say enough about the wisdom that he puts into each one of his columns. This one was posted at campaignforliberty.org, of course, as all of his columns are, but this one from last month, he's talking about the Omicron variant of the COVID virus, and he says this: the variant was first discovered in South Africa, with U.S. and European media running endless scare stories. Authoritarian politicians used the manufactured fear to justify another attack on liberty. Europe shut down and became a virtual prison camp, end of quote. So basically in Austria, Germany, and elsewhere, citizens without vaccine passports became non-persons. And then he continues here, but here's something the media is not reporting about the Omicron outbreaks. They are taking place among the fully vaccinated. The vaccine is not working to prevent infection or transmission of the virus. Cases are raging in states with the highest vaccine levels. Yet the experts continue to maintain that the only thing that can stop the spread of Omicron is vaccines. Now, more people are catching on that this makes sense, he writes, and in continuing the quote, if vaccines don't stop the spread, how can vaccines stop the spread? Meanwhile, he writes, South America, with one of the lowest rates of vaccination, did I say South America? I meant South Africa, with one of the lowest rates of vaccination, has just announced that they are only seeing a tiny fraction of hospitalizations with Omicron compared to previous variants. South Africa's COVID response authority has written to the health minister recommending an end to containment efforts, contact tracing, and quarantines. Unvaccinated, and so here's the bottom line kicker of this column, unvaccinated South Africa is ending COVID restrictions, while the hyper-vaccinated North, meaning up in Europe, is locking down. Something doesn't add up, end of quote. Sam?
Ladies and gentlemen, people are realizing this makes no sense, okay? People are realizing the vaccines aren't working to prevent infection, and they're also not infecting or preventing transmission either. I know some personal dear friends and family members and things where literally the vaccinated, fully vaccinated, even boosted, have given non-vaccinated people the COVID. And then the non-vaccinated people are getting sick. And what happens is they take test after test that comes back negative, only to take a fourth or fifth test that comes back positive. What I find fascinating now in this debate is why do we, when we get a negative test three or four or five times, and then we get a positive test, why do we think it's positive? Well, because we're sick, Sam. Well, you were sick when you had three negatives too, right? Well, yeah. Or you were not sick, you were asymptomatic when you had three negatives and a positive, but now you believe you're sick, right? At some point, we seem to trust the tests It's all bogus. The tests don't work. The vaccines don't work. All of it is a big, absolute lie because they have an agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, the vaccine is not working to prevent infection and or transmission. Thank heavens people are catching on, says Ron Paul. Now, in a basketball game, you say, oh, my gosh, he's on a tear. He got back-to-back threes. And the second three was a buzzer beater, too. It was incredible. Well, Ron Paul, in his columns, has back-to-back threes, lol.
That's right. In a column that he posted last week at campaignforliberty.org, he writes, quote, "For those of us who value liberty, these past 2 years have been a bad dream. It seems like we fell asleep in early 2020 and woke up in 1984. They said that if we just put on a mask and stayed home for a couple weeks, we'd be able to return to normal. The 2 weeks came and went, and instead of going back to normal, they added more restrictions." They moved the goalposts repeatedly, in other words, is what he's saying. 2 years ago, Dr. Paul warned us that the ultimate goal of the 2 weeks cabal, you know, the people who were preaching just two weeks, was to force vaccines and vaccine passports on Americans. That's what Dr. Paul was warning us about 2 years ago. And, of course, not very many people paid any attention because they called him a conspiracy theorist and so forth. But look at us today. We now have conspiracy facts. Paul now writes in the column last week, "The idea that you must show your papers to participate in society is a concept that is totally opposed to a free society. It is inhuman," end of quote. So then Dr. Paul addresses agency, and this is a marvelous column, Sam, for a lot of reasons, but he, right in the smack in the middle of his column, he talks about agency, which in my view is a gift that is almost as precious as the gift of life itself, Sam. Agency, right? We get life, and then God gave us agency, the ability to make our own decisions. And he writes this, quote, "The history of these two past years is that the worst ideas have been adopted by force, and anyone questioning those ideas has been suppressed by force. Thousands of people died because Fauci refused to consider the proven effectiveness of natural immunity against COVID. He and his colleagues were determined to deny any outpatient treatments and insisted on vaccines as the only way out. Now, as we see the vaccines performing so poorly versus natural immunity, their whole strategy lies in tatters. Will anyone apologize to the relatives of all those who died?" End of quote. Well, he finishes his column out this way, Sam. "What is to be done to defeat tyranny in 2022? We must continue to tell the truth. The truth is winning, and the liars are losing. One by one, their lies are being exposed, but it is not an easy task. Each of us in 2022 can do a little something to promote truth. Do what you can. The rewards are great." End of quote. Sam?
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I call it back-to-back threes when it comes to articles by Ron Paul, doing a phenomenal job, to say the least. The vaccine is not working to prevent infection or transmission. The good news is Americans are waking up to this reality. Most Americans are realizing that makes no sense right now, ladies and gentlemen. We got to take back our liberty in 2022, realizing there's more of us than there are of them, turning off the news and telling the truth, telling the truth, telling the truth is the answer. Lowell Nelson in seconds on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
All right, live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, with us. What is to be done to defeat tyranny in 2022? Answer, ladies and gentlemen, number one, turn off the propaganda news from the mainstream press. Turn it off. Secondly, realize there's more of us by far than there are of them. And then we must continue to tell the truth, tell the truth, tell the truth. The truth is winning, and the liars are losing. One by one, their lies are being exposed, Lull.
Absolutely right, Sam. And let's continue to do what you have done for over 25 years, Sam, here on the air, and that is to tell the truth, because the truth is all we need to win. We just need more people listening to truth tellers, and then their lies become exposed, and they lose power, they lose influence. Once your lie is exposed, you just don't have any influence anymore.
Yeah, the credibility crisis is the reality, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there is a CEO. His name is Scott Davison, and he's the CEO of One America. One America is a life insurance company, ladies and gentlemen. He's a truth teller. He's standing up boldly, nobly, independently, and we're here to tell you what his truth telling is all about. Lowell?
In a news conference just last week, he said that deaths are up 40% among working-age people. Deaths, that's what he said. Deaths are up 40% among working-age people this year. What is different now than before COVID? Well, I'll tell you. Before COVID, they have an average number of deaths every day in the United States. 7,755 deaths each day in the United States. That's the average. And see, now insurance companies, they keep very close track of this, Sam. The reason they do so is the actuarial tables, because their business depends on being able to bring in just a little bit more money than they pay out in death premiums, or what they call it. You know, when someone dies, and the insurance company pays out, a $10,000 policy or whatever for the person who dies. Whatever.
Yeah, they need to make sure that their benefits. In other words, payouts and their premiums, which is income, got to have a positive there or the company simply goes under. It's very clear that insurance is based on we're going to calculate the odds and we're going to play the odds and make sure that the organization stays afloat and can continue to provide stability. Because when the odds are taken by a group of people, then they become not so bad. When they're taken individually, they become devastating. And so the goal is to create this financial stability reality, and they got to have these actuarial tables correct or they lose. They melt down, and they can't provide that stability. So because they're so invested in this, they keep these actuarial tables, which let them really understand where we are. And so he's got his finger on the tip of this thing, Lowell.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. And because they know this, and now I haven't independently verified this, but here's a CEO of an insurance company warning. This is basically an association of insurance company leaders. He's warning about this increase in the number of deaths, and he said if we aren't careful, it's going to put us under, and then the insurance companies are going to have to ask for a bailout. I mean, that's how serious this is. And so I just cite this, Sam, as additional evidence that the vaccine is causing the excess death. I mean, why? Because, see, the 2021 was the year of the virus, right? 2020 was the year of the virus. 21 was the year of the vaccine. Okay, and this increase came last year in 21, not in 2020. And so in 21, we see this 40% increase in deaths. We're talking 3,100 more deaths each day, right? So before COVID, it was 7,755 deaths per day. A 41% increase is 3,100 more deaths each day. And you multiply 3,100 deaths per day by 30 days to get a monthly excess death. That's 93,000 excess deaths each month in the United States of America. I mean, that's serious. And so you ask, well, what's causing it? Well, it's got to be the vaccine, because that's the only thing that changed between 21 and 20 was the vaccine.
And let's be very clear. Give the numbers of the age group he said are dying.
Oh, age is 18 to 65. That's the
working age group.
All right,
now the age is 18 to 65, ladies and gentlemen. In 2020, we're not really dying from the COVID. It was more above 65. Now you got this younger age group dying as well, which points to something else. So there's mm-hmm. there's more evidence than just, hey, more people are dying. It's who's dying and how is part of the discussions as well. But this truth teller, this CEO, ladies and gentlemen, not only does he double down and tell that truth and really, you know, send out this warning, One America CEO Scott Davison, he tells the truth about the deaths, but then he goes on, the author ties it to why this is all happening. This is all happening because,
quote, because COVID vaccines are really depopulation bioweapons. And further, he writes, you are literally living through a global holocaust disguised as a vaccine campaign. The needle is the weapon delivery system, and the weapons are mRNA payloads. End of quote. Sam?
Think about that for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. And I agree with the author on this. You know, now they've had so many lies about masks, about the vaccines, about immunity, about safe and effective, and they've been, you know what, shut down over time on every lies. Okay, the truth, as Ron Paul says, is the answer. Their lies are being exposed. But then they told you, hey, there's nothing to do with fertility with these vaccines. Now we find out that it messes with a female's cycle. And now we see that even females who are on dating sites now are literally hiding the fact that they've been vaccinated because they're afraid men who date them will be worried about their ability to have children. It's that bad now, ladies and gentlemen. So understand clearly that the truth is coming out, and these vaccines are not safe or effective. The truth is the COVID vaccines are really depopulation bioweapons, okay? The needle to the weapon delivery systems, the mRNA, is the payload. Even the developer of the mRNA vaccine says don't give it to your children. You need to think twice. If you're going to give this to your children, don't do it, he begs. And what happens? He gets shut down on every platform except for Joe Rogan and a few of us telling the tale for Dr. Robert Malone. All right? But Dr. Joseph Mercola, and I think we ought to have Robert Malone or Joseph Mercola or both of them debate Anthony Fauci and whoever Fauci wants to bring to the table openly, candidly, by the way. But the Epic Times writes an article, or has Joseph Mercola, Dr. Joseph Mercola, write an article that kind of really gives us more scientific truth. Lowell, this is really important for people to pay attention to and understand. And this is where Fauci and your government and governments around the world, they're not telling you the truth. But Robert has the truth. The Epic Times has the guts to print the article, and we have the guts to tell the tale, Lowell.
Right. He writes the last two paragraphs of this very excellent article by Joseph Mercola just as a gem. He writes this, quote, the reason natural immunity is superior to vaccine-induced immunity is because viruses contain five different proteins. The COVID vaccine induces antibodies against just one of those proteins, the spike protein, and no T-cell immunity. When you're infected with the whole virus, you develop antibodies against all parts of the virus, plus memory T cells. This also means natural immunity offers better protection against variants because it recognizes several parts of the virus. If there are significant alterations, alternations to the spike protein, as with the Delta variant, vaccine-induced immunity can be evaded. Not so with natural immunity, as the other proteins are still recognized and attacked, end of quote. But I'd never understood that before, Sam. I didn't realize what he just said there. There's five different proteins in a virus, and the COVID vaccine just induces antibodies against one of those five. And so you've got the other four still hurting the body. And so if you have vaccine-induced immunity, you're not protected against the whole virus, which is why all of these variants are doing, you know, so much damage in the world. But if you have natural immunity, then your body's going to recognize all five of those proteins. It's going to induce antibodies against them. And so any of the variants that come along, you're protected against them already because you have natural immunity. It's amazing what this marvelous body of ours knows and does, Sam. The Creator was so intelligent. He knew all of this way before we were ever born. He built our bodies. They're divinely created, and they can take care of any pathogen on earth because they are created this marvelous, marvelous way. Our immune systems are absolutely fantastic, Sam.
Well, and let's be clear. I mean, I appreciate that he says that there are five different proteins that the body, that the virus has, that the body deals with all of them, plus T cells. I agree with everything he says. But how do we know there's not more?
Yeah.
That the natural immunity body does that we're not even aware of at this time compared to the man-made. You cannot compare God-made or God-designed response to man-made response and suggest that they're equivalent with any degree of legitimacy. Well, you just cannot do it if you have a brain in your head. And what bothers me is they attempt to suggest that man is superior. They're off their rockers crazy, and Dr. Joseph Marcola highlights this beautifully, sir, in his latest column. The reason natural immunity is superior to vaccine-induced immunity is because it's God's way, not man's way, is what I would say, Lowell.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Sam. But see, over 20 years ago, the Defense Department began experimentation with messenger RNA. Why? Because they wanted to be able to break down a person's natural resistance to truth. They wanted drones. They wanted robots. They wanted to be able to spread this weapon into a community and break down the resistance so that they could take them over more easily. And so what we have today is this bioweapon where you've got this messenger RNA payload in it, and that is devastating societies, cultures, communities all over the world. And truly we are, Sam, in a giant experiment. We're in a giant lab cage being experimented on by these technocratic rulers like Fauci that want to see what happens. They want to see what happens when you get injected with this mRNA bioweapon, because they want to depopulate the planet. And if they're successful, according to Bill Gates, then if the vaccines are successful, we'll be able to reduce human population by, 15%? I think that's what he said in his TED Talk. It's diabolical, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, God wants to increase the population. He said multiply and replenish the earth. That has never been rescinded, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be clear. So whose side, who are you on, ladies and gentlemen? I ask you. And I'm telling you right now, truth tellers are becoming ubiquitous. More and more evidence. The mainstream press, they're in a credibility crisis because they've lied so long now. Most Americans are turning off the news. Most Americans are realizing there's greater numbers from us than there are of them. Most Americans are realizing if we tell the truth, the truth, the truth, the lies will be exposed and we shall be set free. That's the point of today, ladies and gentlemen. The truth shall set us free. Lowell, 10 seconds, final word.
The truth shall set us free. That means we need to tell the truth, embrace the truth, and share it with others, Sam.
God bless you, brother. We'll talk soon. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. I am Sam Bushman, and we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America. And welcome, Bridie on radio.com. Listeners, thank you.